All right, welcome
Okay.
to the Zion Mountain Local Service District Board meeting. It is Thursday, December 11th at 5 o'clock. I don't believe we have anyone to introduce, so we can move forward with the approval of the meeting agenda.
I motion to approve the meeting agenda.
All right, second that motion. All in favor, say
Aye.
aye. Aye. All right, I think we will just move straight to the 4A, so I guess we'll have to have a motion to move into public hearing.
I'll motion to move into public hearing for the amended budget.
I second the motion. All in favor, say aye.
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 So Annie, give us a rundown. This is what we posted, right?
Yeah, so this is the just the amended budget. So basically it just better reflects more of what our year looked like when we originally set the budget for 25 back in December of last year. We hadn't anticipated closing the bond on the water rec, and so we definitely needed to make some adjustments with the budget as far as that went. And then with the new additional funds that we closed on for the visitor center bond, we needed to make those adjustments. So this is just to amend our budget for 25. I don't know. Does anyone have any questions?
No, there's no public on, is there? I don't see anyone. You got assessor here, me and Todd and you. I don't think there's any public comments other than what you just put on the record. I'm not seeing anyone on. Are you on the line there, Annie?
I don't see anyone, so.
I guess with no public here present, I'll motion we go out of public comment.
I
Well,
second.
we still have to do the other item. So I don't know if you have to close it on this item, but we also have
Oh,
the,
the 2026.
yeah,
Yeah,
the 26.
let's
That's right.
just go into public. I guess I'll motion we go into public hearing for both items A and B, the amended budget and the budget. I'll motion that to be technical. All
I second the motion. All fair share.
right.
Aye.
So there's no public to comment, so we're just going through, the Rob's rules thing and having a public comment period unless Mark or Tom want to say something about our budget. Anyways,
Okay.
but nope.
So
I'm
then
good.
here is our fiscal year 26 tentative budget that we approved at the last meeting. So, if I don't know if anyone had any, if it did anyone even come in and like ask to look at it, or I'm just not sure.
No, not that I know of. We never have had anyone, to be honest, do that with our budget. So we had it posted around the office and stuff, and but no one contacted unless they maybe contacted our staff, but they wouldn't do that because anybody that is interested would know us, and they wouldn't just go ask one of my staff. So it would be pretty absurd to have that happen. So I just don't think it's of interest to anyone in our neck of the woods. So, but we've clearly done the budget hearing and you've done the modifications and amended. And so we've all discussed it last meeting before we posted it. So with no public comment, I'll motion we go out of public comment period for the amended and the stated budget for the Zion Mountain Local Service District.
I second the motion. All favor say
Right.
aye.
So, Annie, we're out of public comment, so we can go back to
Now we just need to approve them on items 5A and B.
Okay. So open up those items, Todd, and we'll go through.
Well, I mean, that's what we were just looking at, right?
Yeah, so you got to go to 5A now
Okay, yeah.
on the
Let's
agenda.
move to 5A to review and approve the 2025 budget.
Any further comments, Annie, on item 5A, review and approve the amended budget?
I don't have any further comments. I guess I could just pull it up. So it's up here. Oh, I probably closed it.
I see an adopted budget here for 2026.
Yeah. I closed it. Hold on just a second. Okay, so here is just the amended budget.
Yeah, seen it before. A few minutes ago. I'll motion that we adopt for item 5A, adopt the budget for 2026 as stated by
This
Hindenburg.
is the
Yeah, this is
amended budget
the amended budget for 2026
twenty
or
five.
2025. 2025, excuse me.
All right, I second the motion. All in favor say
All right.
aye. Todd, I do. I'm. Does that have to be roll call? I assume it has to be
Kevin,
roll call.
I, just in case, Kevin,
All right, let's move on to 5B, which was to review and approve the tentative 2026 budget.
as final budget. That's
Yeah.
what this one is, adopted budget 2026. Again, do you have any further comment, Annie, that you could make up here?
Well, just to kind of go over and review, for 2026, we anticipate our revenues. We have 130,000. Sorry, it's been a long day. For charges for services, interest income, approximately $1,000. Our private party donations, we are kind of hoping to be able to get around $302,000 to offset our expenses. Our CIB bond, this 6,671,804. That's what we're anticipating to be the remainder of the bond to finish out the visitor center project. And then if we close on the Water Rec bond, we're expecting 9.2 million. So our total revenues for 2026, 16,304,804. And then our expenses, operating expenses, this it's kind of a broad area includes professional services, accounting, legal, bond closing fees in relation to the Water Rec bond. So it's kind of a big lump, a bunch of stuff lumped into that number. And then our depreciation on the shuttles, 7,500. And then the capital outlay is basically just these two numbers combined for our bond, the visitor center and the Water Rec. So we anticipate if we get this much in revenue on the bond that we our expenses have to match our revenue. And then we have our interest expense of 155,500 on the bond. So You can see we have a balanced budget that's required for the state requires a balanced budget, so our expenses are balanced with our revenues at 16,304,804.
Okay. Well, I'll motion to approve the projected budget for 2026. I don't know what you call it.
It's just the tentative budget you're adopting as our final, the
Okay. I
final.
motion we adopt the tentative budget as the final for 2026, as stated.
I second that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Kevin, aye.
Todd, aye. All right, let's move to 4C, which is to review and approve the meeting minutes for the last meeting on November 13th.
I've read through these. I can motion to approve the minutes for November 13th, 2025. Unless Todd has questions.
I second that motion. All fair say.
Aye.
Aye. All right, let's move to 5D to review and approve the operating expense list.
Okay, so here is our list. Everything's very similar from last month. I don't think anything really additional has come in for operating expenses other than just monthly accounting invoices and attorney invoices. There is, I'm not sure if we had this on here last month, this eZion. That's for the fire. I think we did have it on there last month. Anyway, so these are just the standard operating expenses that are still outstanding. We did get a check for about 7,000 a week or two ago for property taxes. But the majority of the current year property taxes, I believe, will start coming in usually in January, so I'm not sure if you want to wait till that happens.
We could I don't know, sometimes Greg's office can't wait very long, so I don't know if there's any urgency there. There's one bill that is not going to be paid by us that was for the MOU review. If you look at, I don't know if it's the 1495 or so, but one of those bills is not going to get paid by us and can be removed off the list, but it has to do with review of the MOU.
I just got an invoice today that I hadn't seen yet. I'm wondering if that is what that is for. Let me open
I'll
this
look
really
for
quick.
that one because the MOU is going to be paid by Zion Forever. They volunteered to donate those funds to pay the MOU for the tribal legal review.
Okay, I will go. It's not this one. This is the one I just got today. It doesn't look like that's what it is. So I will go back and look at the detail on those invoices and see which one it is and update it.
Yeah, it and they just say that to pay that, they just need some W-10, W-5, W something from the attorney.
A W9, probably.
Whatever number it is. And then they can go from there, but
Okay. Maybe I'll reach out to their billing person at Snow Jensen
yeah,
Race.
I sent them an email. They didn't seem to respond to that. I said they need the form to pay for them, and so if you follow up on that, I
Okay.
possibly will remove one of those invoices.
Okay. I can do that.
All right, sounds good. Well, then I guess we can just move on. There's no action to take other than you follow up on that.
Okay.
All right,
A little bit of a note for the record is we did get approval for our reuse permit on the sewer, so we should be closing the sewer bonds hopefully in the next 2 or 3 months. They got to issue us a construction permit first, but that seems to be moving quicker through the other division. Had an email today from them wanting to get the approval done, and so
Can
that
you
hurries.
run through how many, what steps do we have left on that?
The reuse permit was the big holdup for the last, I think it's probably been close to a year. But now the water quality group has to then issue a construction permit, which will allow us to go forth. And then once we get that in hand, we can come up with our construction budget and close the bonds with the construction budget. And so we should be working on the construction budget quickly so that we can close the bonds. And once we close the bonds, we can build it. So the hurry up and wait's going to be they'll give us the approval, and then it's going to be like, oh, well, what's our construction budget? So we got to now start working on that. And so we had procured assessor for project management there too, but that's been on the shelf for a while. We ought to talk with Mark or Tom here and offline and figure out what that looks like. I can't remember, but the construction permit gives us the green light to start working on it. So that's what we need to do.
Did we ever have, after we went to bid on the project manager, I don't think we ever had a meeting after that, like selecting anyone.
I kind of thought we had, but I couldn't. You might want to look back and see.
Yeah, I don't think we did.
Okay. Well,
But
then
I'll
just
double check and let you
check
know.
that off. Send me an email to that effect,
Okay.
where we're at with it.
Okay. We'll do that.
We want to get ready so we aren't waiting after we've been waiting again and wait some more because we've been waiting a long time. So anyway,
Yeah, we got to get that. That has to start early spring, or else that visitor center is going to sit there for a year without a sewer to run to.
yeah, we understand. Okay, so again, no item there, so move on, Todd.
Yeah, that's fine. It's 5E to review and approve the meeting schedule for 2026.
Okay, so I just did the meeting schedule the same as this year. I didn't know if anyone had any times
No.
they want to change it to. Otherwise, here's
I'll
our
motion
schedule.
to approve the meeting schedule as stated.
I say that motion. All in favor say aye.
Right.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay, we'll move to 5F, which is to review and approve the MOU between the ZMLC and the Kaibab Band of Paiutes.
Yeah. So we've gone back and forth on this. Greg is basically waiting to review this until Zion Forever pays him. But the comments, the red lines that came back from the tribal side were, I would say, just clarification and adding in technical Paiute terminology. So I would probably recommend that we approve it pending Greg's final sign off, that there's not a material change in their comments, because they just literally seem to be making the names accurate of the bands, and so forth. So, we've gone back and forth. It's pretty open-ended. Greg, his representation is, it's an MOU is it doesn't have a lot of liability to it. It just gives people a way to work together. and more definition will come later. So my proposal tonight would be to approve it pending Greg's final sign off for the district. Any questions? Okay, well then I'll motion that we approve the Memorandum of Understanding between Zion Mountain Local Service District and the Kaibab Band of Paiute Indians and the Paiute Tribe of Utah. Pending Greg's final review of the changes of that were sent back by the Paiute Tribe.
I second that motion. All in favor, say
Hi.
aye. Aye. All right,
So do
that is
I,
it for our agenda. Oh, go ahead.
Kevin, do I need to do anything with that
Nope.
or okay?
No, we just need Greg to sign off and then I'll send it over to them.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Do we have to wait for 5:30, I guess, for the next meeting?
I think so.
Okay, well, let's I guess adjourn for 10 minutes and come back on. I'll motion to adjourn.
I second the motion. All in favor, say
Aye.
aye.
Okay, see y'all in 10
Yeah.
minutes.
Talk to you in a minute.